I'm Carter Leppin. I'm a student here at the University at Albany, and I currently work for Dr. Drebbe as a student research assistant. With her, I specifically work on qualitative data and quantitative data. So I've specifically been searching into demographics for the schools that our interviewees have attended, and I'm currently scanning each of the individual transcripts to better understand their experiences in relation to like their school, their household, and what immigration enforcement they've dealt with themselves.
That was Carter Leppin, an undergraduate at UAlbany who worked with Dr. Joanna Drebbe on a study of experiences with immigration enforcement during childhood. I reported May 10th on some of the findings of their interviews with U.S. citizen children of immigrants. An unusual thing about the study is the way that graduate students, undergrads, and professors all collaborated on different parts of the research. Professor Drebbe explained what led her to work this way.
I'm interviewing young people, they're age 18 to 30-something, and I'm 45. I have a couple children that age range. As I'm doing these interviews, you know, I can't like get out of my head. I'm a parent, and I'm in the parent mindset. And that feels really distancing, right? Because a young person can explain something, and I'm interpreting it through my eyes. And my experience, which is very different from what some of the young people are experiencing. So early on, we were able to develop a strategy for involving undergraduate students in the research. And the idea was originally we're going to just train them a little bit in some research methods. I'm doing all the interviews because of the trauma. We were sort of like, you know, chat on their idea, get some ideas. How can we find other young people like you, you know, involve UAlbany students in that process? And what happened was pretty eerie. In the first semester, we had four undergraduates, myself and a grad student. And this was pre-shutdown, so we were sitting together once a week. And the undergraduates who were in this project, I hadn't known it before, had these experiences themselves. And they started to share them in these funny ways. I think the grad research assistant and myself at the time, I think we had moments where we had chills because we were like, wow, we're talking about something that our students at UAlbany have lived, and I want their voices to be a part of this.
Eric Macias is a grad student in sociology. He led parts of the program and explained the way it came together.
I think what's really great about that collaboration with undergraduate students is not only that they learn about some of the process, but they allow us some insight because they're younger that maybe we don't have. So it's really trusting undergraduate students to provide helpful insights into what's happening, into what we're seeing in the data that maybe it's not easy for us to get to because we're a little bit older. Second really interesting thing that we've seen that I don't think I've seen in any other project that I've been a part of is that the students really take charge in what they want to do each semester. So it kind of changes on the dynamics and based on the students' strengths and interests, and they kind of take ownership of different parts of the project. And from its initial idea, from the project's initial idea, it has kind of morphed into different things because of the students' interests. So from making a video, from doing more reflective writing of their own, from doing longer analytical memos to doing more, data analysis on quantitative available data that we have, all of that kind of just took on a life of its own because the student's interest. And I think that ownership just says so much about how unique this project is and allowing the students to feel empowered knowing that they are able to create knowledge just like many other scholars. And many of them happen to be first-generation college students or children of immigrants themselves. And it just provides a really kind of circular thing where a lot of them just kind of see themselves in the study itself, so they really take a lot of it.
Professor Drebbe explained to me how it evolved to be not only research, but also support.
You know, the goal of social science research is to bring light on a topic that people may not see. And so we're doing that in a couple ways. We're trying to write about this, publish about it, say, look, this group of U.S. citizens suffering, they're living this and people aren't aware of it. We focus on undocumented folk, documented students, and those struggles are real and very important. But there's also this other group that is sort of suffering, and we don't have public attention on it. So we're doing that by trying to write about it, but we're also kind of digesting it together as a group and thinking about our own lives. And most of the 19 young people who've been a part of this are members of migrant households in some way or another, and same with the graduate students.
Is that just because those together. Happen to be the ones who signed up, that they're drawn to it? Or
It's hard to say, because some people we kind of get come to us, but also UAlbany, I think 45, 47, maybe you should look it up, 50% of our students are students of color. A lot of them are from New York City. And in New York State, 1 in 4 people have a parent who's foreign born. And in New York City, it's something like, 36%, like more than 1 in 3 people. So once you have that population, this is something people are living. I think the people who are most traumatized by their experiences aren't coming to this, because I think people who've got like a real trauma experience, a few people have like declined and decided not to do interviews. It's too hard. They haven't processed. So I think we're kind of getting the mid-range.
As Carter worked through the data, they began to see patterns and some surprising parallels with their own experiences.
I didn't realize a lot of the effects that my own father's like immigration status has had on me. I didn't process that it was like a problem, or that I was, becoming traumatized in a sense to all of this, or even that it was just generally like impacting why I wanted to go into the field that I want to. Like personally, I'm studying political science and Latin American, Caribbean, U.S. Latino studies. I want to go to law school. And through this project, and I got to see like some of these other individuals who went through very similar upbringings as I did, even from New York City in particular, and they're going into law school. They're going into immigration policy. They're doing advocacy. But not just for the good of people, but because they're traumatized by the process. And that's kind of like been the like biggest revelation, because yes, I want to learn about these topics and I want to do good, but why exactly do I want to? Simply because I've had to deal with this firsthand. And, it's a great thing in one sense, because we'll bring those emotions into it and we'll be able to help. But at the same time, what's I commonly have to go through with this project is like, when do I take a step back and work on myself before I try to learn how to deal with other people's emotions? Yeah. Me and Joanna have on many occasions had to like step back and like take a break. There's times where I have to put the transcript away and I'm like, this is too close to home. This is too similar to my own experience. And it's kind of like eerie and scary. It's like, just change the names and it'd be my story as well. And so that's kind of like the biggest thing. But it makes me want to do this more. It even has helped me consider doing my own form of research, because I want to do policy reform. I want to ensure that our like judiciary can actually have an impact on this. So as much as it can be mentally draining at times, I'm not only learning to better take care of my mental health in these kind of scenarios, but I'm also learning that at the same time, I'm making an impact with just every little piece of data that I collect. I'm helping Joanna make an impact, and I'm doing good with it.
Finally, Eric explained to me the feeling of equality that they achieved on the project.
Undergraduate students, graduate students, and the professors that are involved in the project see themselves in the same level. There's no hierarchy. Obviously, we know who the PI and who the co-PIs are in this study, but there's really this kind of horizontality that really allows for people in it to feel kind of open and welcome the conversation, so it doesn't feel like you're being told what to do or that it is a stressful space to be in to do research. So I think that's a unique thing that I wanted to highlight.
Anyone who'd like a copy of the article based on this research recently published in the Journal of Marriage and Family, or who is interested in being interviewed for the ongoing research, can contact Dr. Drebby at jdreby@albany.edu. Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.